Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And you and I, we're both consumers. And sometimes when we're out and about and consuming things, we think, who's looking after us? Who is the superhero who's helping us out when we consume? And if you're wondering who it is, it's Choice Magazine. And well, I don't know, have you ever been called a consumer superhero before, Tom Godfrey?
Oh, look, never. But welcome it. Thank you so much.
Just as long as you're not wearing your undies on the outside.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's right.
Some things just need to be left behind. You've been a busy man over the last couple of days, and I've got to say there are some very hot topics when it comes to consumers. Banks are one of them, credit cards are one of them, and health insurance has been in the news over the last 48 hours. I've got to say, one of the things that drives me crazy about private health insurance is every year the companies go to the government, cap in hand, and say, we need to increase our fees above CPI because we're doing it hard. Yet I see that NIB yesterday, nearly $92 million after-tax profit. You can understand why consumers are irked, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the cumulative price increase in recent times has been up around 40%. They seem to go up around 5 to 6% each year, these premiums. And for a lot of people, it's just becoming unsustainable. We know that medical and health expenses are one of the top cost of living concerns for Aussies. So you really need to take a look at it. If you have private health insurance, you need to understand which policy you're in, because there are lots of policies on the market and there is a lot to choose from. So I think the first thing is ask your insurer for what's called an annual claim statement. So obviously health insurance is two things. It's hospital cover and it's extras cover. Now you can drop that extras cover without incurring a tax penalty. But what you want to know with extras, which is effectively just a budgeting tool to pay for things like dental, chiropractic services and physio, is are you paying out more in premiums than you're getting back in benefit? Now, your insurer will be able to tell you that. Just get them on the phone, ask them to send through the annual claim statement, and it's a really simple equation. If you're paying out more than you're getting back, well, then you've got to look at whether or not, one, you're in the best fund for extras cover, or two, whether or not you need it at all, because an option, and a very real option for a lot of people, would be just to put that money aside in a savings account to cover that trip to the dentist a couple of times a year.
See, but that's the kicker, isn't it? You've got to have the discipline to put that money aside and not touch it if you think you want a new television or, you know, maybe upgrading the car.
Yeah, that's right. But again, you need to make sure you're getting value for money, because we know the average payout rates aren't that good on extras cover. New research has come out showing that a lot of people don't use all the value that they have there as well. So, look, for a lot of people, having it sitting in a savings account would be a better option. But the most important thing is do the homework on it. Make sure that you get that annual claim statement and find out whether or not you're getting value for money.
Tom, Vicky's just flicked me a text, 0418528535, and said, can you tell Tom one of the biggest problems I have, and she wants to know whether other people are the same. She said, the confusion about what's covered. She said, I'd be happy to pay X amount of money if I knew. I would just walk into hospital, I'd flash my card, and I'd walk out. But she said, there seems to be so much devil in the detail. Are you hearing this from consumers?
Oh, absolutely. I think that confusion is shared. It is an incredibly confusing product, health insurance. More than 48,000 policies on the marketplace. And look, you just don't know. And for a lot of people, if you make the mistake of walking into the wrong dentist, for example, who isn't in your funds network, then you can be up for extraordinarily high bills as well. So there are some real traps and some real pitfalls with private health insurance. But the first thing is, one, make sure you're in the right fund to start with. So, you know, stand back, look at how much you're paying, look to see whether or not you're covered for the right things in hospital cover, and then look at your extras and work out if you're getting any benefit. Because dropping extras cover, if you've worked out that there isn't much value in it for you and your family, can save you up to about 45% off your annual premium. So it's really worth looking at it.
45%, so close to half your annual premium.
Yeah, that's right. But again, you've got to have the discipline of putting some money aside in the savings account. And the caveat on that would be, depending on what life stage you're at, you know, if you're, you've got a young family and they're likely to need orthodontics, well then, taking out extras cover might be worthwhile. But again, do your budget. work out how much you're planning to spend in the next 12 months, because extras cover should act as a bit like a forced savings tool. So if you're not, one, going to spend that money, or two, going to use it through your extras cover by going to the dentist, the physio, the chiro and the like, well, then you need to look at your options, because, you know, these bills are very big and we know people are hurting and it's very confusing. But look, hot tip, get that insurer on the phone and ask for the annual claim statement, because you might be surprised how much actual value you're losing.
I think that's great advice, because I don't think if I live to be 400, I'm going to need that gynecological extra.
That's right. I think you might be right on that one. Yeah.
Hey, before I let you go this morning, do you think it's just a situation where Australians are lacklustre and we're a little bit lazy and we go, yeah, I know I should get the health insurer on the phone, but I really can't be bothered going through all the prompting? Do you think sometimes we're our own worst enemies?
Look, not really on this. I mean, one of the challenging things with health insurance is that you often rely on the insurer, the person selling you the product, to give you advice as well. And, you know, that's really hard because, you know, this is a person who's trying to sell you something and you're relying on them to give you information. So I'm not surprised people are resistant to want to call them up, because you just don't know what you're going to get back. But again, look, seeking out independent sources of information like Choice can help. There's lots of free explainers on our website as well about some of the tricks and traps, so well worth checking it out.
You know, society has come to a grinding halt when you can't rely on an insurance company to be straight with you. I don't know what's going to happen after.
No, hold the front page.
Exactly. That's right. Stop press. Tom, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
No worries, Tom.
Look, always keeping their finger on the pulse of what's happening. And it's great advice. And when you think about it, yeah, just go and have a look at the extras cover. And if you do decide that you want to put money aside, it's that whole discipline thing.
2NURFM 103.7.